Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Are American audiences ready for a full-blown movie musical about struggling performance artists in Los Angeles? I hope so, because La La Land is easily one of the best movies of the year. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are splendid in this magical romantic comic drama that was written and directed by Damien Chazelle, the man behind last year's terrific jazz movie, Whiplash. La La Land is smart, poignant, tune-filled, and funny. Those who love old-time musicals will be in heaven, and those that don't will probably like it anyway. La La Land is a real gem. A terrific cast has gotten mired in a well-meaning but misguided dramatic mess called Collateral Beauty. Will Smith, Helen Mirren, Kate Winslet, Ed Norton, Keira Knightley, Michael Peña, and Naomi Harris do their best to make a sappy script palatable. Smith plays an ad executive who is shut down emotionally after a grievous personal loss. His co-workers hire actors to play love, time, and death in an attempt to shake him out of his funk. Only a cast this good can make a premise this odd seem remotely believable. Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened is a wistful documentary about the making of the notorious 1982 Broadway flop, Merrily We Roll Along, which almost destroyed the acclaimed partnership of composer Stephen Sondheim and director Hal Prince. Lonnie Price interviews many of the folks who survived the disaster, including fellow cast members Jason Alexander and Jim Walton, as well as the show's creators. This is a must-see for hardcore Broadway fans. Others may wonder what the fuss was all about. Also opening this week, Beyond the Gates is a 1980s-style throwback horror film, and there's also some low-profile movie prequel called Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!